Speaking on this program is Mark Lantz.
Good morning. Today's reading is from Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 7 through 10. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Good morning to everyone. It's a pleasure to be able to come out and worship God, isn't it? That's a blessing that we don't need to take for granted. It's something that not everywhere in the world is free to go out and worship like we are. China is one of those places they have to meet in secret. That way they don't have to go to prison for worshiping God or even maybe even lose their life. But I want to ask a question this morning. Could we actually sing, "I want to be a worker for the Lord, I'm not finished yet though," and mean it? There's a difference in singing something and not meaning that. Because, brethren, we can sing a lie as well as tell a lie. Do we mean what we say when we say it? As Christians, we live by faith. It says in Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." You won't have faith any other way unless you hear the Word of God. You can't obtain it any other way. But, brethren, the Bible also talks about different kinds of faith, doesn't it? It talks about faith that is weak. It talks about a strong faith. Brethren, the faith that saves is a faith that obeys. And that's the kind of faith that we have should have. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." How do you know? Because you have seen the evidence. How do you know that God's real? The Bible tells us in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. How do you know? You see the evidence of what God has done. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." See, we read in the Bible that God made everything, but how do we know? Well, just think for a moment. You go back and read that in Genesis 1. But you see, it says there was an evening and a morning. That was the first day. Evening and morning was the second day, so forth, and so on. Guess what we have now? A 24-hour period. Think how many hundreds of years ago that was, and somebody just happened to get it right. Did it work out that way? How do they know the earth was round? When the Bible says, so long ago before man ever discovered that. There was a time that man thought the earth was flat. Well, the evidence indicates that God has created this world. But what kind of faith do you have? You may believe God as much as anybody. And sometimes we see people that know a lot about the Bible, but brethren, if we're not using it, it is not accomplishing anything good, is it? It's wasted if we don't use what God has given us. And we see in this text here in Hebrews 11, verses 8 and 9, by faith, Abraham. Hebrews 11 is called the great chapter of faith, the hall of faith, not the hall of fame, the hall of faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, "Abraham, I have a place for you. This is your inheritance." He obeyed, it says, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. We also see by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs and with him of the same promise. There was a promise made to Abraham. But when? Abraham, I have a promised land for you. But only when Abraham obeyed did he receive the promise that God had for him. Now, he was a man of God. He was a religious man. The only time that he received his inheritance is when he got up and went. Brethren, what kind of faith do we have this morning? Do we have a faith that causes us to get up and go? You know, we know that Jesus, everything that he said is 100% true, right? So I'm sure he got this right. He said, the fields are white unto harvest, but the labors are few. Why did Jesus say that? He knew that most people wouldn't go. He even knew that some believers would not go. But what about us today? Unfortunately, the Lord's church is plagued with indifference, a lack of knowledge. Actually, I even set out something for somebody recently. What's the greatest harm to the church? It said, list one. I actually listed two. Lack of knowledge and indifference. I don't know and I don't care. Well, brethren, we must be active in living for God. There's no place for bench warmers in the Lord's service. We must actively serve God. If we are not active in the service of God, brethren, we can go through the motions, but God will not bless us unless we do what He has told us to do. In John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, said, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. What did Jesus do? He went about doing good. He went about serving man. Why did He leave heaven? Why didn't He just stay there? He came here. He took action. Man is lost. Therefore, I must go to Him. I must take action. If the Lord doesn't take action, we're still lost in our sins, aren't we? I'm glad He was willing to leave heaven, aren't you? I'm glad He didn't stay there and say, well, that's their problem. No, He came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's you and me. That's the reason we're here this morning, because Jesus did come. He did seek. He did make the way of salvation possible. Brethren, if faith is going to be effective, it must be an obedient faith. That's the only kind of faith that will save us. And James said this, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Faith must be put into action. Brother, one thing that I've seen throughout the years, been at different congregations of the Lord's church, is a lot of things are talked up, but they're never done. And unfortunately, just making an honest statement, often business meetings, men's business meetings, we can do this, we can do that, and let's go home and don't do any of it. By faith, if it has not worked, is dead. Brethren, we spend so much time recreating, taking care of self, enjoying life, and the world is lost and dying in sin. Brethren, our faith must be an active faith. In Galatians 5 verse 6, it says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. What does faith do? You believe in God? Well, the demons believe and tremble. That's one kind of faith. That's an inactive faith. That's an unobedient faith. But faith that is godly, faith that will save, is a faith which works by love. What kind of love? As we've already mentioned, Jesus loved me so much, He came here and died for me. I must love other people. Well, but I have family to take care of. I have children. I have a job. Stop and think just for a moment, brethren. Do you think the ones that do go out and see the sick, the ones that do go out and teach, you think they don't have a family? You think they don't have children? You think they don't have a job? They don't have to pay their bills? No. What is the difference? Love those people out there. If you don't love a man's soul, you're not going to go to him. Jesus said, He gave the example, I was in prison, you didn't come see me. I was sick, you didn't take care of me. Lord, we didn't see all these things. Oh, when you did it not unto the least of these, you did it not unto me. See, we must be people that go. It can't just be here this morning, boy, we can do this, we can do that, and oh, I love God, and let's go home and forget about it. No, you can't do that. Why? Because our faith that is guided by our love for God and for mankind will not allow us to do that. In Hebrews 11, verse 7, we see another example of faith. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteous, which is by faith. Noah, what did you do? God said, I'm going to send a great flood. Man never had seen that. Where was the rain before? But God's going to destroy the earth. And over 100 years before it happens, God tells Noah. But it says, by faith, Noah, he did something. He obeyed God. Now, he could have said, well, I believe God. I believe he's going to destroy the world. And if you're not on the ark, you won't be saved. But what if he didn't build the ark? What if he didn't obey God, even though he knows truth? What good did it do him? By faith, Noah moved. He took action. He was not willing just to sit and watch. Brethren, we must be actively serving God, and people will see Jesus living in us. They won't have to wonder. And we shouldn't just have a flame that just flickers every now and then. Our flame should burn. Let our light shine that the world may see Christ living in us. And don't keep it hid under a bushel. You don't hide your light. You go out and serve God. It brings glory to God when we do such, because we love Him. Matthew 7, 21, 23, we see a problem that some people had. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Oh, that's not what we did. But many will say in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Brethren, what kind of works are we doing? Works of iniquity, you see, we can do those. We must do what God has commanded us to do. And brethren, God has never given us a commandment that we're incapable of doing. When He said, seek that which is lost, we're capable of doing it. When He said, go into all the world, we're capable of doing it. What about our brothers or sisters this morning that are not sitting here in these pews? Well, I've been wondering about them. You better do more than wonder. You better go find out what's wrong. Well, I heard that that's not good enough. Why don't you know? Why aren't you bearing one another's burdens? And back up a verse. If a brother be overtaken in a fault, Galatians 6 verse 1, ye which are spiritual, go! If you're not going, what does it mean? Not spiritual. You talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. It won't help you any. I've been wondering where they've been. Do you realize that happens so much in the Lord's church? By the time we finally realize they're gone, we can't even get them back. Why? Because we didn't go. We had too much to do, too many movies to see, too many places to go, too many places to go out and eat. That's just not time to do the Lord's work. We do what's important to us, don't we? If it means something to us, brethren, we will be doing that because we love God. And there's the same 24 hours in a day for everybody. Not just certain ones. Brethren, serve God while you have the opportunity. There's time to enjoy certain things. God wants us to do that. But our purpose here and now is to do the works that He sent us to do. Our rest is here to come. It's not now. You can't lay your armor down now because we're here. We're here to fight the good fight. We must do what God has told us to do. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Is that what we're doing? Oh, we can. I know this would be a good program. Why don't you guys go do it? Is that what we're saying? I know something good for other people to do. No, we're supposed to look at ourselves. What am I doing to serve God? Nobody can be saved for me. Nobody can go out and do the works that I'm supposed to do, nor can I do theirs. I must be busy doing the work that God has given me. And I will not ride on the back of somebody else. I will do what God has given me to do. Can we say that this morning? I will do what God has given me to do. Our brothers and sisters, they struggle. They have things in their life that come up. We're supposed to be there to help them. And I want us to think about all the people that have helped us. Look around you at this building. It's here because people, our brethren, because God has helped us. Aren't we to go out and help other people? Can we just sit and watch and maybe wonder and I don't know, we'll see what happens. No, brethren, if we love souls, we will be out there and go after them because that is what God will have us to do. We read in the book of Genesis chapter 21 verse 12, and God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad, because of thy bondwoman, and all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall all the seed be called. It's going to come through Isaac, Abraham. That's the way that it's going to come. You remember Abraham and Sarah had a different idea how things were going to come. They were going to help God out. God didn't need help in that way. Do what God said. Trust in Him and He will take care of it. Chapter Genesis 22 verse 2, and He said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Notice this, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham, you have faith. That's good. Don't you know I've already left my homeland? I've already sacrificed so much. Isn't that enough? No, you're not finished yet. You haven't done all the Lord says to do, and there's no time to stop. You must continue to serve God. In Hebrews 11, verse 17 and 19, we have the answer. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up to Isaac. That's what God told him to do. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham, what are you doing? My faith in God requires me, because I love God, I must go out and serve Him. Even if it takes giving my only son. He trusted God. God already made a promise. The world's going to be blessed. And it's going to, the lineage is going to come on through Isaac and it's going to go on down. You've got to believe God. If he's dead, how can you bless the world through him? He trusted in God and did what God said to do. He was not afraid to get his hands dirty. He was not afraid to sweat a little bit. It's going to take some effort. We're a little invested. There's a little reward, isn't there? Rather, we must serve God with all of our heart. In James 2, verses 21 through 24, was not Abraham our father justified by works? Did he earn his salvation? No! When he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar, he did what God said. But now notice verse 22, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? It's the same chapter 2, verse 19, if you'll back up. The demons believe and tremble, but they won't obey God. What makes Abraham different? He listened to God. He was willing to do what God said. Now, think, Abraham had his homeland and what he had done. I've built this, I've built that, I've done this. He left it all behind because God said, get up and leave. Now later on, you want me to offer my son Isaac? He didn't question God, he simply did it. How many souls will be lost if God's people don't get up and go? Go ye means go me. We all have part in the Lord's work that we must be doing. If this person right here chooses not to do what God has given him to do, likely somebody will be lost because of it. But so, if you don't go, if you don't do good unto all men. Do good unto all men. Don't talk about doing good, but do good unto all men. Well, the brother is falling. He's backslidden. I will go and help him. I won't leave him out there by himself or that great deceiver Satan to destroy. He's my brother in the Lord. I will go look for him and help him. Bring him back to what he used to be. Verse 23 says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. When was the scripture fulfilled? When he did what God said to do, and not before. See then how that by faith works a man is justified and not by faith only. Martin Luther didn't like the book of James because of that. It's still there though. Do we as members of the body of Christ like what he says here? By works a man is justified and not by faith only. Brethren, we shouldn't have to require dynamite to move brethren. Really, the truth is, when you have to poke and prod and pull and tug, it's a heart problem. You've put something before God. You need to remove it and put God where He belongs. The person that goes has no more time in the day than you do. They have obligations just like you do. Oh, somebody's helped me or I wouldn't be here. Somebody's helped you or you wouldn't be here this morning. Can we just sit and watch as the world dies? Brethren, if we don't believe the lost, we won't go to them. If we don't believe that we're lost, if we don't go to the lost, we won't go to them. And we'll lose our own soul in the process. Hebrews 5:8-9 tells us about Jesus. Though He was a Son, yet He learned obedience by the things which He suffered. And having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey Him, not all who talk a good talk. Some people can talk it to death. By faith, it caused me to go though. Not just think about it. We have to think sometimes, are we offering token service to those that need help? Things will be all right. Take care. That won't cut it, will it? Sometimes you have to get out and do some things. You have to go see. You have to give up certain things that are not even wrong within themselves. Why? Somebody needs help. The Lord's work needs to be done. Here am I, send me. That should be our mentality. God, send me. I want to be a worker for the Lord because I know it is worth it. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Not just start well, to finish it. And brethren, we're not finished as long as we're in this body. There's still work that we must do. Notice this. Acts 6, verse 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Those of the Jewish faith obeyed the gospel. Not because the apostles and the disciples kept it to themselves, because they went out to those and taught them the word of God. They even sold things because others had need. Not a talking service, but a doing service to God. And that's how the church grew. But maybe if we hire Mr. Personality and put him in the pulpit, it'll draw the people to him. It's not God's plan to begin with. Go out and teach them the gospel. And well, if the preacher can't draw, we'll get another preacher. Unscriptural. Everybody carrying his own load, doing what God told them to do, doing what God would have us to do. Brethren, what about us this morning? Are we workers in the kingdom of God? Can God count on us? Can the church here at Chalmette, there's something to do? I'll see you this evening. No. Here am I, send me. Don't just say the words. Don't just sing the words. We look at the world, we look at somebody that needs to obey the gospel, say, well, they're lost if they don't. That's right. If they don't repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, they're lost. But what about members of the church that are not going? Their faith is not strong enough to even cause them to get up. They're just as lost. If you need to submit today to God and become a Christian by being baptized into Christ, or to be restored in the faithful service, will you come? There's time now. The opportunities are going to be gone. Will you come while we stand and while we sing? Now,